produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay, and welcome to the living room, the place where intimate conversations are life-changing. Hey, can I say for the record, Happy New Year. That's right. It's 2022. Can you believe it? It's a new year. Seemed like it happened so fast. And then there were other points in the year that seemed like it went on forever. I get it. Listen, but I want to take a moment to just first of all, applaud you for crossing over into a new year. That's right, because you made it. And that is something that we should not take for granted. There were many who did not get to see this year, but you did. And for that, I just want you to know that I am glad you did persevere to be into this new year. I'm also wanting to just remind you that this pandemic is well underway. And I don't know where you're listening from, but at least here in the United States, we really thought we had met with a reprieve and that things were really starting to settle down. And then, of course, another variant was introduced that is much more transmissible than the previous variant. And so now we're having to double down and do some things that we thought maybe we might be free of by now. But nevertheless, please know this. It's worth it for you to take the precautions that need to be taken. This is why it's called the novel coronavirus, because it is new and we don't have all the answers. All of our medical scientists, the best and the brightest, are doing research at a rapid pace, trying to come up with some answers about how this thing is going on. But in the meantime, let us do everything that we know how to do, not just to protect ourselves, but to protect our family, our loved ones, our coworkers, and those people that we come in contact with every day. It is so important that we be vigilant, because there's still so much that we don't know. And so here's what I say, use what you do know until new findings are released. So we do know that wearing a mask and washing our hands works. We do know that being mindful, you know, of the fact that it is an airborne disease, that that's important to know. And so all of these things we have learned over the last 2 years, let's continue to put those things into practice so that we can continue to persevere through this. I believe we will get through this, but it's going to take some decisioning on our part to protect ourselves and protect those around us. So I just wanted to get that out the way because my phone continues to ring and I continue to learn of loved ones and family and friends who are being impacted by this virus. And I really am going to God and interceding on their behalf and on the behalf of the many that I do not know. And I just want to do whatever we can to make sure that we limit our exposure. All right. With that being said, I want to go ahead and get into today's topic. So it's a new year and we've crossed over into 2022. And by now, by the time you hear this broadcast, I'm sure you've probably at least given some thought to what 2022 might be like for you. And if you've given it some thought, maybe you have even made some decisions about, you know, how you're going to invest your time, your effort, and your energy this year. What is it that you want to see happen in 2022? I'm sure you've probably given it some thought. Sometimes we begin to write out our goals for the year and we, you know, may get into, you know, the details of, you know, when we'd like to see these things happen and what we're going to do to ensure that they happen. Others of us may actually be in the mindset of creating the new year resolutions. My. Sometimes I laugh when I think about it because we have wonderful intentions when we create those new year resolutions. But many times before the month is over, they have already bit the dust, right? So I want to talk to you more from the perspective of having yourself in a position to be successful this year, putting yourself in a place where you can actually know where you are so that you'll know where you're going. And so if I were to give today's show a topic, it would be in the form of a question. Where are you? That's right. Where are you? You know, anytime you're going to a place where you're not familiar, most of us will whip out our phones, put the address in the GPS, and wait for the coordinates to hit that tower and let us know how to get there. Literally, the instructions, the directions will show up on our phone within seconds after putting it in, and we are on our way. Well, in a similar way, I want you to begin to get your coordinates of where you are as we begin to chart our course for the new year. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a piece of paper and a pen. Maybe it's your journal, your planner. Many of us got those for gifts this year. Pull that out and let's begin to write down some things that I believe will be very helpful in determining your coordinates and answering that question, where are you? So I want you to first begin to look inward. Write that down. Look inward. Why? Because it's looking inward that will help us to determine where we are spiritually, where we are mentally, where we are emotionally. And so in the course of 2021, how are you doing spiritually? Are you in a place where you feel like your relationship with God has grown closer? Do you feel as though you are learning the word in a way that has really increased or been helpful to you in 2021 as you prepare for 2022? Are you in a place where you feel that your prayer life has increased and you feel that closeness and that intimacy with God? Are you in a place where you never experience intimacy with God and that's something that you'd like to see happen in 2022? Wherever you are spiritually, just make a few notes because these are notes for you, not for anyone else, but make a few notes so that you can begin to assess where you are. Emotionally, this has been a challenging time because so many things have happened and many times we have not had the opportunity to unpack what has taken place, you know, to process what's taken place. And so write down how you're doing emotionally. Do you feel sadness? Are you in a place where you feel like you have regrets? Are you angry or bitter or fearful about anything at this time? Do you have emotions of dread or anxiety, you know, about the coming year? Be honest and just write a few notes about how you're doing emotionally. And then let's talk about how you're doing mentally. Are you overthinking things? Are you in a place where you have negative thoughts on a regular basis? Do you oftentimes feel defeated or feel as though, you know, you're not adequate or you don't measure up? How are you doing mentally? I call it stinking thinking, right? It's those thoughts that enter in that are never good. And they oftentimes come at a time when you are trying to approach something new or trying to tackle a new challenge. And here come those thoughts that tell you you can't do it or you failed before or this is going to be no different. All of those thoughts I put in the category of stinking thinking. So maybe you've got some of that that you need to deal with this year, but be sure to make a note of that as we assess where we are mentally. All right, so we're still looking inward, and I want you to begin to think about a few things. What's on your mind these days? What's going on within you? What are you concerned about? What's making you happy these days? What's making you sad and why? And then begin to think about, you know, how can you assess, you know, what's going on in a better way that will help you to move forward or to move past some of these things that we're talking about today. That's the look inward. The next place that I want you to look is I want you to look back. Now, some would say, I don't want to look back. 2021 was awful and I don't want to look back. Well, let me encourage you. Looking back is not so much about dwelling on the past or to rehearse negative things that have happened in your life or your failures or your disappointments. No, looking back can be instructive because it will help you to really deal with some of the things that happened that maybe you didn't have a chance to process at the time that it occurred. Looking back can help you to determine what decisions you made and maybe what things you can do differently in the year ahead, learning from what happened in 2021. Looking back, if you're honest, can help you to identify some areas where you need to grow. Maybe you jump to conclusions. Maybe you're quick to make judgments without really knowing all the information. Maybe you are apprehensive about things because of past mistakes or failures. And those are areas where we need to grow, areas where we need to work to get better. And so looking back is important. I've heard it said this way, a life lived forward is often understood backwards. And what that means is, as you look backwards, you can begin to see some of the things that happened and the chronological way it occurred and how you responded in those situations. And then take those lessons and begin to live life forward, knowing that in these instances, you have a tendency to do these things, but you're going to take another opportunity to look in a different way this year. You're not going to lean on or be inclined to do things like you've always done them. But this year, you want to take a fresh look and to respond differently, to be more patient or more understanding about certain things more than you were in 2021. So looking back is important. It's not a bad thing. So write some notes under looking back so that you can begin to see where you are there. Now, the next place that I want you to look is to look ahead. My. Because looking ahead, as it says in Philippians 3, is important because what? You are pressing toward the mark of the high calling. But notice in this text in Philippians 3, the Apostle Paul says, you've first got to forget those things which are behind and reach for those things which are before, and then press toward the mark. Now, forgetting doesn't mean that you don't learn from the experience, but the forgetting is so that it doesn't become a place where you harp on or you dwell on, but instead it just becomes a place where you are able to glean from the lessons that you learned. So I want you to look ahead. Think about where you'd like to go in 2022. What kinds of experiences would you like to have? Would you like to go places or do things? Would you like to develop certain habits about your health? Would you like to begin to work on projects that you've put off because you didn't feel like you were able to get it done? Whatever those things are, start to write those things down under the heading of looking ahead, because this is where you can begin to chart where you're going to put your energies in 2022. I believe that if you were to break up some of these things into manageable chunks of time, like a quarter or a month or even biweekly, then you can begin to put some action items next to those segments of time. And then here's the thing, if you really want to get serious about looking ahead, then ask a friend who can be an accountability partner as it relates to some of these things that you'd like to get done, and then allow that friend the liberty to be able to call you on some of this stuff when you begin to make excuses and procrastinate and don't get the things done like you need to. So looking ahead is really important to establish where you'd like to go. And then the last place that I think it is important for you to look, and it's last not because of its importance, but it's last because I really want you to hold on to this. This is something that I want to leave with you. So I put it last so that you would be sure to remember it. I want you to look up. That's right. I want you to make up your mind in 2022 that you will make it a practice and a discipline that every day you will look up. Well, what does looking up look like? Looking up is when the day starts, you cast your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help, knowing that your help cometh from the Lord. That's Psalm 121. And that is a right now word for every one of us. Look up. Listen, the world that we're living in right now is changing so rapidly, and things are going on both domestically and internationally at such a rapid pace that if you and I don't make up our minds that we are going to look up, we're going to be in trouble. I don't know about you, but I don't want to take the roller coaster ride of being up and down all year long. No, I want to be stabilized, right? And the way that I am stabilized is I put my anchor in the Lord, and I anchor myself in Him. And I also, by doing that, essentially, I'm looking unto Him who is the author and finisher of my faith. And even though the coronavirus and poverty and lack and unemployment and worker shortages and all of these things may be going on in the world around me, I have made up my mind that I will continue to look up. That word help in that passage in Psalm 121 is a word that means assistance and support in times of hardship and distress. Let me say that again. When the psalmist says, I will look up unto the hills from whence cometh my help, that word help literally means assistance and support in times of hardship and distress. My. So what I want you to know today is that it's already anticipated that you will have times of hardship and distress, but you are not without hope and you are not without help. You have assistance and support in God. And that's why the psalmist says, I will look up unto the hills from whence cometh my help. That our God is able to give us assistance and aid in our time of need. He is a very present help, y'all, in the time of trouble. Oh, I hope you hear me today. I am endeavoring to put this deep down into your mindset and into your spirit that you must continue to look up. That Psalm 121 is just 8 verses, but those 8 verses are so power-packed because they tell us that we can depend on God for help, that it gives us an assurance that we are protected both day and night, and that we serve a God who is all-powerful and he watches over us. And that's something that we should never outgrow. We can never outgrow the fact that we need him, that he knows that we are dependent on him. And so here's what I want you to know. Looking up is important because the passages of scripture in the word tells us that we are seated with him in heavenly places. That means that we have an elevated view of what's going on in our lives and in the world around us. What does that mean? That means that from where you sit determines what you see. Oh, can I say that again? Where you sit, beloved, determines what you see. And if you and I are looking only at what's going on at our level down here, then we will not see what it is that God wants us to see from that elevated place. Oh my, we ought to be praying from an elevated place. Sometimes we are praying too low. We ought to be believing from an elevated place. We ought to put our faith to work from an elevated place, because there is something to be said about seeing things from God's perspective. I remember years ago, I was listening to a teaching about this, and the example was given about a quilt. And I want you to imagine a quilt, beautiful, beautiful patchwork on top, wonderful structure and squares and shapes, different colors even, but beautifully sewn together. But here's what I want you to hear from me. Underneath that beautiful patchwork is an array of strings and yarn going in all different directions. In fact, if you were to look underneath a quilt, it would look like mass confusion. But above, it looks like a beautiful arrangement of fabric and shapes to paint even a picture or organized piece of art. And so I share that with you to say that sometimes from down here, we can only see that chaos and that disorganization. But from above, we can see it from God's vantage point. And that is why it's so important that we remember that where we sit determines what we see. And so let us be a people who are mindful of the fact that we have the privilege even to sit with him in heavenly places. And that because of our elevated view, we don't have to get caught up and hung up in the things that are going on down here. You know, it comes a time when we have to be reminded that we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Now, does that mean that, you know, we won't be impacted? No. Does that mean that we will be superhuman and somehow live in a bubble and not have to deal with the challenges of this world? No. But what it says is that this where we live and all that's going on with where we live is not the end of the matter for us, because we have a home in heaven and we have a destination that's not this place. And as a result of that, we have to be reminded that we are seated with him in heavenly places. Listen, let me tell you something. I remember a book by, I believe the author's name is Tommy Tenney. And he talked about how his daughter was in an elevator with him. And at first they were in the elevator alone. But then as they stopped at the various floors, the elevator became more crowded. And it got to a point where she didn't feel comfortable anymore. And she could no longer have a clear view of her father. And so what she did, and they had a signal or a relationship that reflected that all she had to do was lift both of her arms up over her head. And her father knew instantly that that meant that she wanted to be picked up. And once he picked her up, then she had an elevated view and she was no longer feeling insecure or afraid. My, my. Oh, you know where I'm going with this. You and I are like that little girl. We feel like we're in a place that's crowding us in and we can't quite see our father. But this year, 2022, I want to encourage you to lift your hands up and ask him to pick you up. And when he picks you up, then you will have the type of view that will allow you to see things from his perspective and not get yourself all worked up in what's going on in the world around us this year. Oh, I hope you can appreciate the lesson for today, to look inward and then look backward and then look ahead. But most of all, to look up, because that's where our help comes from. Last thing I'll say is the other day I had the opportunity to go to a new shopping mall, and it's a place where I've never been before. And so shortly after entering the mall, the first thing that I was looking for was the marquee. And on that marquee, they usually have a layout of the mall, but it'll tell you, you know, what's on all of the different aspects of the mall, the different areas in the mall. But there is one piece of information that is so important, and it's usually found in a red dot or an arrow. And there are three words that are usually right beside it, and it says, "You are here." That's right. And so that piece of information is critical because it's only from that place that I was able to determine where I needed to go to get to my destination. And all I'm saying today is that you do these steps and you complete this process so that you can determine where you are. And knowing where you are will then help you to begin to chart where you need to go and how you need to get there. I'm so glad you took this time to be with me in the living room. I have enjoyed sharing this information, and I hope that you were inspired by what you heard to begin to make some definite decisions about where you want to go in 2022. So be encouraged, take this to heart, apply it to your life, and get the victory that God always intended. I'm so excited about what God is going to do in 2022, and I hope you are too. Keep your hand in his hand and stay with him, and he will see you through. If you need to reach me, I can be reached on social media at Juliet Davis Ministries, or you can send me an email at destinyempower@gmail.com. And I end the show in the way that I always do, because what? It's still true. The Word of God has transformation power. May his word change your life forever.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chat and Chuckle with Keita Keet. I'm your host, Keita Keet. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. I am so excited about tonight's show, but before we get into tonight's show, I just wanted to share some things with you real quick. If you ever wanted to contact me, ever want to reach out to me to say, hey, Keita, I love what you're doing. If you are in need of prayer requests, or if you just want to say hi, I can definitely be reached via email at lovetomakeyoulaugh@yahoo.com. And I'm also on social media as well, on Facebook as well as Instagram. And I can be reached at Keita Keaton. That's K-E-T-T-A-K-E-E-T. All right. Well, guess what, y'all? I am not going to prolong tonight's show. We're just going to jump right into tonight's show with my guest for this evening. This is the first Chat and Chuckle with Keita Keet for 2022, and I'm so excited. My guest for this evening is the owner of Rooms Remembered Interior. She is an amazing lady, an amazing entrepreneur, has a heart of gold, a smile that will light up a room. And tonight she is coming to share a few tips for us on how we can spruce up our homes and how we can change our decor. You know, we're into a new year. So, you know, there are some things that we might want to do as far as, you know, just making some changes around our homes. Amen. All right. So as we're making outside changes, you know, with our health and our finances, we also want to incorporate those things, you know, with our own home. So please welcome to the show none other than Mrs. Charlotte Kelly Turner. Hello, Miss Charlotte.
Hello, Miss Keita. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Me too. Me too. And listen to all my listeners, like, we are friends. We are friends off the bat. So, you know, this show is called Chat and Chuckle. Yes, me and Charlotte are friends. So, and you know, we'd always call each other Miss, you know, just out of love and respect. But Miss Charlotte is my friend, and so she's coming to share some tips and her expertise in this area. So the first question that we have for Charlotte tonight is let's talk a little bit about your journey in interior design. How long have you been doing interior design, and what made you go into this particular field?
Okay, well, it's been about 17 years now doing interior design, yeah. And prior to decorating, you know, I used to do what, Miss Keita?
Oh.
Pedicures and manicures.
Pedis, right? And manis. The best. Let me just say this, too. The best pedis and manis. Do you all hear me? Okay, but I digress. Go ahead, Miss
Hey, I understand. You want a pedicure now, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You all, we've been trying to get Charlotte back in the game, okay? We've been trying to call her back into the game, you know, and not just me, several of us, because when I tell
yes,
you, her hands are blessed. I'm telling y'all, are blessed, but I digress. So you carry on, Miss Charlotte.
Okay. Come back, Miss Keita, come back.
I'm sorry.
I know you feel the warm, soapy water. Come back. Okay, so, you know, so that's where it started. That's actually how it got started. It is amazing how God would take the gifts that you have and multiply them. Okay, so let me tell y'all how I got started right quick. Okay, so, you know, they call me the pedicure guru. So I've been in the business for over 30-something years doing that.
Wow.
And that's where my creativity initially started many years ago. But, you know, I'm a firm believer that God gives us multiple gifts.
Amen.
And I established my company, Rooms Remembered Interiors, here in Richmond, Virginia, in 2004. And once I realized I had a talent and a love for decorating, you know, and making spaces beautiful, I have a full-service spa, and I closed it down many years ago, and I bought the business home. And I told my husband, I said, "Husband, I need the garage." He was like, "Huh?" I need a garage. what you going to do with that? I want to do manicures in your garage. I want to renovate it. I want to just kind of get, you know, showers. My daughter was, you know, teenage years. I said, I need to get back to the house, you know, just rip it and run it. God, show me how to do it differently. And I got to keep my third eye. Y'all, your mom, Amen. You know what I'm talking about out there? Okay. So, is there a way I can do feet and check on things? What you doing? You got your homework going? Oh, okay. I ain't nobody putting up in the driveway. We ain't having that. Okay. So I was, of course, you know, doing my manicure, pedicure business at home, still successfully, thank God. And I, you know, with clients coming to home, you know, it was an attached garage. You know, and if they had to go wash their hands or whatever, they would see, of course, my interior space if they walked through the kitchen or whatever. And they would say, I love your decorating. Your salon was beautiful. So your house, I'm not, you know, surprised. Look, Charlotte, can you help me? That's how I got started. I was like, Lord, why is people asking me to have to decorate their homes? Even though I like decorating, but I never saw it as a business. So I start, you know, those midnight hour taps on the shoulders,
mm-hmm.
waking you up. You can't sleep. God got something to say.
Yes.
And so I was like, decorator. Oh, no, not probably. You do it for yourself. You can do it for someone else. Long story short, 2004. I couldn't take the midnight hour, 3 and 4 o'clock wake ups, right? Tossing and turning, seeing mm-hmm. decorations, and come up with a name for your decorating business. And that's what I did. Rooms Remembered started in 2004, simply from clients coming to my home saying, "Can you help me?"
Wow.
And so I started, you know, stepped out on faith. Now, doing this design business, I was still doing manis and pedis in between until I could build. But I felt like I needed some education, and that would be good, a strong, you know, something to stand on behind me. You understand that?
Yeah.
And so I had discovered the University of Richmond here in Richmond, Virginia, was offering an interior decorating course. So I took the course.
Wow.
I'd already started the business, but I had my elder aunt kept on saying, "Find your little schooling, baby. Go to school a little bit." I was like, "Lady, I ain't been to school in years. I ain't spending nobody's debt. I think I know how to do this." But I didn't understand furniture and floor plan arrangements, because think about these open floor plans. What do you do with a living in great room? They are long and some of them are wide. And how do you section it off? How do you divide it off? You know, you have these plans that's open to kitchens, and it looks like three rooms put together, but it's one big room. You can see all three rooms. I didn't understand antiques and styles of furniture. But I knew what the aesthetics should look like when you're talking about color.
Right.
I understood a little bit about balance. So the long story short, I said, okay, she could be right? The wisdom of the elders, right?
Yes. So, yes, listen to your elders, yes.
Listen to your elders, okay? And I was like, auntie, I'm not sitting to go to school. Excuse the language, y'all. But I was like, look, okay, I'm too busy for that. Well, you know, it was an investment in myself. So I can help my customers, right? I'm there help. And how do you help? You be educated by what you do. So I went to University of Richmond. Can you hear me, Keita?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard something. Okay.
Oh, no, you're fine.
We okay? I can keep going because y'all know I love
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Yeah, this is good.
Okay. We are here to help teach. Okay. Learn. Okay. So, look, I went to school, Ms. Keita, graduated out of the first program, took the advanced course, graduated out of that program.
Okay.
And after that, the university contacted me. So my sister had referred me to be contacted for a job at the university to teach interior design.
Wow.
God rest her soul, right? And I was petrified. I was like, okay, God, where are we going with this? I am not, I said I wasn't a decorator. Lord knows I'm nobody's teacher, okay? At a university, look, Keita, I had never been to a university besides the one I visited with my daughter and the one that she attended.
Right.
But I didn't have the credentials to teach at a university. Hello, I didn't have the credentials to teach anywhere.
Wow.
Okay. I had never attended college myself, right?
Wow.
I heard God say, one day I was doing pedicures, I heard him say that I am going to open doors for you that you've never seen before.
Glory to God.
Your feet would tread places that you cannot imagine.
Wow.
Because, see, that was the insecurity of never graduating.
Mm.
Who wants me? Okay?
Wow.
That was my insecurity. So when I said to my instructor, I said, look, I don't have the credentials for that. She said, I didn't ask you all of that.
Oh, my.
You know, we became friends.
Wow.
I need to tell you this about me. I don't have the credentials. She said, I didn't ask you all of that.
Yeah.
You can do this. I said, well, I'm trying to run my business. How am I going to teach? She said, this would be good for you, my friend. You can open doors with this opportunity. Okay?
That's good.
So, knees knocking and shaking and hands trembling. They called. And I said, okay, this is it. This is the University of Richmond, which is a pretty prestigious college here in Richmond, Virginia,
yes.
Would you say?
Yes, absolutely.
We hear that you would be a great candidate and you finishing the program, that this instructor feels strongly about your abilities to teach other students.
Wow.
We'd like for you to come. You're going to have a background check. We need for you to come fill out the information. Would you be interested in this job? Keita, I took it. You know, it's kind of like God has said, okay, what you going to do?
Yes.
I did it. I did it for about a year because that was my negotiation with the instructor. I said, look, she said, just give me 1 year. That's all I need from you. And I did it, Keita. And so that was a great journey. I went to school. I could say I learned a lot. And I get to say I taught at a university.
That is awesome.
And it just really blessed my life. It really, really did. And I never saw it coming. But I'm so excited that I did.
Awesome. And listen, to my listeners, I am taken aback because, you know, like I said, this is my friend. Charlotte is my friend.
Absolutely.
And I am taken aback because she literally just preached the whole word just by sharing her story and her testimony. And to all my listeners, I want you all to know that God has already equipped you you know, when God is, like she said, was waking her up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, she knows she needed to answer the call, even though she did not think that she was qualified, even though she did not think that she was worthy, or even though she didn't think that she had the credentials, God had already equipped her. And so to all my listeners who are listening to this, I know that we are going to be talking about home decor, but literally just her sharing her story is a word for those who are feeling, even right now, that you don't feel that you're qualified or that you are equipped. But I just want to encourage you that you are qualified. God has already qualified you. God has already put in you what it is that that you need in order to get whatever assignment done. So please be encouraged. And I'm not sure who this is for, but for those who are listening, please be encouraged. It's already been put in you. God has already equipped you. And if he has called you to it, he's already prepared you for it. Amen.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God. So thank you so much for even sharing your background. And something else that she said,
said
she went trembling. She said quivering and trembling. Sometimes.
Knees
you know,
knocking
all,
and hands shaking.
Yeah, knees knocking and hands shaking. And but she still went forward. And sometimes, you know, we've heard the saying of do it. And even if you have to do it afraid, just do it. And so just to encourage those who may feel, you know, afraid or a little anxious or just not sure, it's okay to feel that and still move forward in on what it is that God has called you to do, no matter what it is. Amen. So, Charlotte,
amen.
Thank you. Thank you for thank you so much for sharing that. So we're going to just go ahead and get into our next question for our listeners. For those who feel that, you know, we're talking about interior design. For those who feel that interior design may be, you know, a little expensive, or those who may not be as design savvy, you know, they want to spruce up their home. They want to spruce up, you know, certain rooms or spaces that they have in their home. You know, of course, with the pandemic, that was, you know, with the shutdown in 2020, and some people still, you know, maybe isolated right now, or, you know, doing their own quarantine right now, and they're in the space that, you know, they're looking at their rooms, and they're like, okay, I really could do something with this room, but I'm just not sure what I want to do. You know, so those who are not as design savvy, what are some budget-friendly design tips that you can give for both homeowners as well as renters? Because I know a lot of people feel that if they're renting that they can't really do any type of, you know, design. But share with us what homeowners as well as renters can do to kind of spruce up their space.
Oh, absolutely. I have some budget-friendly tips for your homeowner or renter. You know what, Ms. Keita? Something was dropped in my spirit. Can we rewind it a little bit?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Let me share one more thing with you and your audience. God put this in my spirit to share. Remember when, and we're going to talk about budget-friendly tips. I got you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. But when after 1 year of school, because I need the audience to know this, you know, sometimes you may not understand the assignment, but trust that he got you. You know what
Glory
I'm saying?
Glory to God.
He got you. You just got to move on it, because the first thing the brain do is go in protect mode, and we start having negative chatter because we are afraid. Okay?
Yes.
After 1 year of entering school, now I've probably got about 6-7 years behind me of education, but
wow.
God allowed me to do my first commercial project. I was still in school.
Wow.
My first commercial project was the Richmond Redevelopment Housing Authority.
Wow.
A client that I used to service with my pedicure services, I have my backyard kind of looks like a little prayer park. You know,
okay.
My husband loves to do landscaping and the bench and the flowers. And the lady said, this particular client would say, can I go and sit in your garden? I may not get my nails done, but or my feet done, and can I just pull up sometimes and walk around to the back of your house and sit on the bench and read a book or read my Bible?
Wow.
And I'm looking at her like, look, lady, I don't need you to pull up to my property and walk around the back and sit. But God said, allow it.
Yes.
Sometimes you have to be all things to other people.
Amen.
I wasn't just her manicures. Maybe it was her safe haven. Maybe that space when she looked out of my back door of my salon and my home, that something drew her.
That's good.
Okay? And sometimes God is testing us.
That's
the gifts that we have, it's not just for ourselves. It's to share with other people.
Amen.
So what would it hurt for her to pull up if she wanted to? There was nothing about her I didn't trust to sit in my backyard and read her Bible. What am I saying? No, lady. I'm not
right.
going to say that. Even though my eyebrow went up a little bit. And I was
right.
like, you know, oh, okay, sure, okay.
That's good.
Same client referred the Richmond Redevelopment Housing Authority's job.
Glory to God.
She referred that job to me because her best friend was the communications director for Richmond Redevelopment Housing. Now, let me tell y'all, you know I'm a Southern girl, let me tell y'all that that when I got that call, I was totally scared. I'm just starting to work with houses. Lord knows, I don't know what to do with a building.
Right.
An executive office. Yes, we have four. We were told that to contact you.
Wow.
Well, who told you to do such a thing, lady? What's her name? Do you realize you're talking to me? I only been in school for 1 year. I didn't say that. That's what my other mind said, y'all.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
So I just wanted to share about how he opens doors. It's okay, like Keita said, to be scared. But just trust the assignment. That
absolutely.
You're already equipped. In my mind, I was like, I never did a commercial job before. What am I going to do with this? I was already equipped.
Yes.
And what I did know, I learned. Okay? The backside of that story is that office had not been redesigned since 1968.
Wow.
Audience, and it's Keita Keet. I was born in 1968.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm going to sip my coffee and my tea with my pinky up on that one, okay, y'all? Okay.
Wow.
You know how they got these little verbs out here? I understood the assignment, girl. I didn't understand
yes,
the
yes.
assignment. But I did it anyway. Okay?
Absolutely. Yes.
And I had a designer here located. We won't be saying names. Okay? We don't do that.
Yes.
To tell me, you are out of your league with this job. I went to her so that we could partner on it because I was afraid and I didn't want to do it by myself. I went to her for her help. And she said, you are out of your league with this. Why don't you just walk away from it?
Wow.
And it took me 2 weeks to get this appointment with this designer so I could talk to her about the project. And that was not the answer that I wanted to hear. Miss Keita Key, I got back in my car. It was pouring down raining. Pouring down raining. When she told me that, I got back in my car and my tears was like the rain. I cried in my car because I was crushed. I was already scared, and I didn't need to hear someone tell me, don't do it, after you made me feel like you would help me do it. But to hear you say, you out of your league with this size job. You're a new designer. I wouldn't do this if I was you.
Wow.
Well, God said when I got in my car, you dry your tears.
Yeah.
I put the gift in you, not her.
That's right.
And that's what made me strong. I dried my tears, honey, put that car in reverse, and went on back home and sat down with a plan, started making phone calls, and I got the job done.
That's good.
That took too long. I just felt somebody needed to hear that.
Yes, and that's exactly what I was going to say. Thank you so much for that, because
you're welcome.
I think that that there has been someone that may be listening who has been told by someone that they are not qualified, that
mm-hmm.
they are out of their league after God has already told them to go forth and to do whatever assignment that it is that they need to accomplish. And so it, and even though you did have to cry, once you get yourself together, after you had that moment, you go back and you stand on the promises of God. So this is to all those who are listening. Even if you have to have your moment, go back and you stand on those promises that God has already promised you. His word goes for, not people. His word
says.
So whatever it is that you have, absolutely. So whatever God has told has called you to do, if you need to go back and revisit it, go back and revisit it, and put that plan together so it can be executed. Amen. Amen. So we're going to, we can go ahead and this is so good. This is so good. I know we were supposed to be talking about decor, and if Charlotte, if you want to share some things as we close tonight.
That'll be okay, because Miss Pete, I'm full. I am full, honey, okay?
Yes.
Look, I told you I was going to write a book called "But the Things That Happened to Me in Life with Running Businesses." You know, I'm going to write this book, y'all. It's going to be a bestseller. It's going to be called "Lord, This Ain't Funny." Some crazy things that has happened, right?
Yeah.
You know, and that situation with her saying, "You are out of your league." God didn't tell me I was out of my league.
Wow.
I wasn't looking for a commercial job after 1 year in school. So I thank God that she didn't help me. All she did was give me some extra gas, honey.
Yes.
Some muscle.
Yes.
Right? It broke my spirit, you know, at the time, but it didn't break me.
Yes.
Because I was expecting someone to help. Hey, this can benefit you. You help me. I'm new. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes we run around asking people when God already put it inside of you. Your ability.
That's good.
We can do all things through Christ, right?
Yes, that's good. That's good.
And we have to remember that. Like, hey, go with your knees knocking and your hands shaking, okay? Straighten your wig up. Get it together. That's put your lipstick on. Put your shoes on. Okay? Straighten your wig up. Pop them lashes on. They make magic. You know, work with what you got.
That's good.
You know, get yourself fabulous, honey.
That is
wash
good.
The car. Wash
yes.
the car. Shine it up. Okay? We don't want no mud on the tires, and show up. I'm here. I'm fabulous all day. What do you need?
That's
I
good.
I can do it.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Peter know I'm crazy, y'all, so I'm going to put it out. I'm a fun designer. I'm not stuck up. You know, I ain't showing up in no black suit. Okay? I may have on a bright flower on my clothes on it. You know,
the joy of the Lord definitely
a pop
is,
of color
is
on his skin, honey. Yes, hallelujah.
Well, Miss Charlotte, listen, we're going to have to bring you back for a part two, okay? Because this is so good, because even though we I had the questions and things set up to go a different way, I do believe that the Lord set this in motion for you to share those things. And so though we're going to come back with a part two, we're going to bring Miss Charlotte back with a part two to talk about home decor and what we can do to spruce up our spaces. I really do believe that that this conversation tonight was needed for someone who needed that encouragement and that motivation to for them to know that God has you. You are more than able. You are fully equipped to go forth. So tonight, as we come to a close for the show, I just want to close. I'm being led to close the show out tonight with a quick prayer. For those who just need that extra prayer. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord God, for speaking through Charlotte tonight. And even though we were going to talk about home decor, I thank you, Lord God, for the way that this did go, because someone needs to know that they are enough, Lord God, that you love them and that you have equipped them for whatever assignment that you have called them to. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that your people are now being strengthened to move forward with whatever assignment it is. And let them know, Father God, that no matter what it is, that they are also flowing in ministry. Just like Charlotte allowed the young lady to just sit in her backyard to use her bench to pray and to read her word and to read her book. That was ministry. That was kingdom. And Father God, so thank you, Lord God, that that we will recognize those moments that you have placed on our heart where we are actually ministering to others. Even though we may not be in the four walls of the church, we may be in the marketplace. We may be at home, in our very own homes. We may be in the store, but that you are still using us to minister to your people. And that, Lord God, is kingdom. So I thank you, Lord God, that those who are listening, that you are encouraged, and that you know that God is with you wherever you go. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. Charlotte, thank you so much for sharing your testimony tonight. And we're going to have you back for a part two, okay?
So, yeah, we got to talk about tips. Look, I hope they're not mad. Tips. I got some tips for y'all. It's going to be so good. And the 2022 design trends that's going on.
Yes. We're definitely going to come back and we're going to. Absolutely. We're definitely going to come back and revisit that because, like I said, you know, when we're in these spaces, you know, we're getting our, you know, our health together. We're getting our finance together. And we're also going to be getting our spaces together. You know, we're brightening up spaces and freshening up for the new year. So thank you so much. Thank you all for listening and joining me tonight. You all have a wonderful evening and a blessed weekend. Good night.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.